Eric, why don't you come up here and share? Before he does, I have to say, sometimes I'll share kind of how certain things came about. Like, for instance, last week, I said I was preparing for the word on Saturday, and I asked the Lord to bring clarity on what it was, and he said, Dick has it. And an hour later, Dick texts me and says he has the full word, and maybe I should take a break from preaching. And then Luke gets sick, and I lead worship, and it works out. And that's kind of a fun story. It's kind of like, hey, this is, you know, pay attention because this is the word of the Lord. Well, then yesterday, during the day, as I'm praying about this service here today, I keep on seeing this little tiny vision in my head of Eric Law standing up here with a microphone sharing a word with all of you. I don't know. Just every time I pray, I think about it. And I get to getting ready to send the email out yesterday about what we're going to do today. And I call Eric and I was like, hey, I just keep on seeing this. And what do you think? Do you have a word? And he ends up telling me that he woke up, was it yesterday morning?
Afternoon,
in his schedule, he wakes up, and the first thing he sees when he wakes up is a vision of him standing up here sharing a word of encouragement with you all. And then I call him out of the blue. So all those, yeah, it's little Easter eggs. It's kind of fun what the Lord's doing. But I think I want to just prep our hearts with these things are happening for more than just fun stories. This is normal life for a believer. The Lord lights up our path. He's got an opinion about everything. And that doesn't mean I get to the stop sign and I say, Lord, which way do I turn today, left or right? And I wait until I have a vision for it. It doesn't mean that. What it does mean is that I grow and know his heart more and more. I begin to know just certain things about the future because he knows the future. And I begin to know his path of peace. I begin to know his way versus my way, the straight path instead of the crooked path. And so I'm excited to hear what he has to say today, but I'm more excited about all of us learning together to stay in step with the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, what are you doing today? I've got a family party coming up this week. Do you have anything for anyone there? Would you highlight anyone on my heart at that party? Do you have anything at work for me tomorrow? Lord, I've got this burden. What are you saying right now? And the Lord's going to light up our path. He's going to bring revelation. So, okay, go ahead. I'll let you go.